The Senate is embroiled in a big debate over corporate taxes. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Senate could vote as soon as this week on a climate tax and spending bill Democrats have dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. There are a lot of tax-related items in that bill, and there is a debate over who will be affected by them. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Sabri.
So what are the taxes we're talking about, and what is the exact disagreement?
The bill would establish a minimum 15% tax on big corporations, and some Republicans say it would trickle down to taxpayers making less than $400,000 a year.
So how would that work? How do they say this corporate tax would affect individuals?
Well, they point to an analysis from Congress's nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation, and they say that it shows that workers' wages would fall if their employers had to pay more in taxes. I talked to Chai-Ching Huang about this. She heads the Tax Law Center at NYU Law. She says the committee doesn't say the bill would raise taxes on middle-class taxpayers, and there are actually benefits for them in the legislation, like an extension of Affordable Care Act subsidies for health insurance.
Those are worth more than $60 billion over the 3 years that they would be extended in the bill. And those go almost entirely to low and moderate income. They do go entirely to low and moderate income filers.
Politicians, advocates aside, what do outside economists say about this debate?
More than 100 economists signed a letter in support of the bill. Five former Treasury secretaries, both Republican and Democratic, have also endorsed the bill. They say, quote, taxes due or paid will not increase for any family making less than $400,000 per year.
All right. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Political tensions over Taiwan are continuing to have economic ripple effects. Taiwan's defense ministry said China fired multiple ballistic missiles during a set of military exercises around the island. The drills are in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit this week. And these exercises have disrupted shipping in some of the world's busiest waterways and affected flights to and from Taiwan. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, spoke with Andrew Wiley-Gala, president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Taiwan.
Certainly from our membership, but I think the Taiwan public is at large. No one is panicking. This is a place that has lived with a certain level of tension and strain for decades now. I think they recognize that we may be entering a more challenging period. So they now need to look at their timetables and the types of threats that are out there, of which a worst case scenario, the full-on invasion, is probably the one that's still deemed quite unlikely, quite improbable. It's in no one's interest that we add tension onto the other economic headwinds that we're all already dealing with.
And you guys have been pushing for free trade talks between the U.S. and Taiwan. How do you think that will affect the current situation?
What our members would really like is to see what the next step is. While we've seen good trend lines and a lot of activity, we believe that that is really where the Biden administration, the U.S. Congress, and frankly, the Tsai administration have to up their game.
That was Andrew Wiley-Gala, president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Taiwan. All right, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.2%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 2 to 5/10% range, with the Dow future up 72 points. 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.734%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The U.S. Department of Transportation says it's been flooded with complaints from consumers with non-refundable tickets who couldn't travel, sometimes because of health concerns, but also because airlines canceled or changed their flights, which has nothing to do with the passenger. So DOT just announced yesterday it's taking public comments on a proposal aimed at boosting protections for airline passengers who want refunds. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
The Department of Transportation's announcement follows one from Southwest Airlines last week, saying it was getting rid of its one-year expiration date on flight credits. It makes permanent a policy many airlines, including Southwest, adopted temporarily because of the pandemic. Heidi Hain, general manager of the Pasadena, California branch of the Travel Store Agency, says it's a big deal.
The minute it was announced, we sent out notices to all of our advisors as well as to many of our corporate accounts that rely on Southwest for travel.
Hain says Southwest's policy is a departure from how things have worked in her 35-year career, when a one-year expiration on travel credits was pretty standard across the industry. She says COVID has left a lot of people with those credits.
I mean, I'm rebooking flights and cruises and tours and vacations for people every day who are sick and having to cancel.
In an email, Southwest called this a concerted move aimed at their customers. Some analysts expect other airlines will follow. They did that earlier in the pandemic after United started canceling change fees, a policy Southwest has had for years. Henry Hardevelt, president of Atmosphere Research Group, says these changes offer passengers flexibility, but there's a lot in it for the industry, too.
Anyone who's sat in an economy class seat knows airlines are not customer centric. This is a pragmatic move.
One that could reduce call volumes at Southwest reservation centers, says Hardevelt. And it might help the company spread out the crowds a bit at a time when travel is a mess, says independent analyst Robert W. Mann Jr. But he says consumers looking to cash in their credits may be in for a surprise.
When you decide to use it, you can still get that discount, but of course, it'll probably be off a higher fare. What is $300 now may be closer to $350 come the fall.
Still, he says it's a win-win for the airline and all those customers who aren't quite ready to rebook. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.